We start the show by telling you what's going on right now. And new figures released today show that police are certainly using those new powers against cyclists. The number of cycling fines issued since March has surged by more than 50%. The state government introduced tough new cycling laws at the start of March, and that increased fines for a range of penalties, including this new rule for drivers that was also introduced that meant motorists have to give cyclists at least 1 metre of space when overtaking. Now, that starts next week, I believe, or they face a fine and the loss of 2 demerit points. But since the new laws have come into force, cyclists have been copping it big time. There's been a 56% rise in the number of fines issued to cyclists in the past 2 months compared to the same period last year. Chief Inspector Phil Brooks from Traffic and Highway Patrol Command is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Inspector.
G'day, Ben.
So the cyclists, 56% increase in the number of fines handed out.
Well, I think the significant issue there is that our focus, particularly in the Sydney CBD and surrounding suburbs, has been to make sure that cyclists, motorists and those that use those areas are safe on our roads.
So the areas where there's been a significant increase, not wearing a helmet, that's risen to 1,098 in March and April. That's up from 710 previously. That sounds like a big one.
Well, you're quite right, and the focus has certainly been on making sure that people are doing the right thing when they're cycling and using our roads. So our Operation Pedro function, which again is the Sydney CBD and surrounds, for the people that are coming in and out of the city on push bikes, the focus has been to make sure that they're safe, and those that aren't wearing helmets have been facing those penalties.
All right, during this same period last year, no one was busted for running a red light, but we've had a dozen cyclists who have copped a fine for that. In fact, it ranges, I think, well, it increased from $71 to $425, and a dozen people have already gone down for it.
Well, again, our focus has been on safety, and with our Operation Pedro, we run that various times in the year. So the increases have gone up because of our enforcement program, all focused on keeping people alive on our roads.
Okay, just lastly, as far as the stats on cyclists, the number of people nabbed for cycling on footpaths, it rose to 166 in March and April. But what about, let's flip it for a moment, what about the motorists who are not supposed to go within 1 metre of anyone on a bicycle? How many fines have been handed out for that?
As per the article that you're referring to, there have been four. However, those were four reports by cyclists to the police of incidents, and the police have conducted an investigation and issued an infringement based on what they've found. So those matters are obviously contestable through the court.
Yeah, no worries. The bike riding lobby is saying there's not enough fines handed out to motorists getting too close to cyclists, but it's early days, I suppose, and not an easy thing to prove.
Well, you're quite right. The focus is on taking those reports, and in the matters that I've read, cyclists have presented themselves at police stations, and the police have conducted an investigation and issued an infringement. So the key element there is about sharing the road. And, you know, you drive around as I do. I see vehicles that are leaving well and truly a metre plus when they go around the cyclist, particularly in some challenging parts of Sydney, such as the Goulston Gorge.
Phil, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Chief Inspector Phil Brooks, if you are one of those who's already been caught up in this crackdown on cyclists, 131 873.